There we go, recording. A two-wheeled ute, podcast episode number two. Hello, here we go. I'm just taking the dog for a walk. We drove over to Silverton, along the 39 Humps, as the road is called. Well, it's not called that, but all the locals refer to going to Silverton as riding the 39 Humps, because it's a very humpy, bumpy road. So I cheated, I drove out there, parked the car up outside the bakery, and took Winnie off down the old tramway, which is a famous old institution out here. The unions used to pay for all the miners and their families to ride on the train and go out and have picnics, a bit like a very large lower town tea treat. It's a Cornish thing, lower town tea treat. Anyway, there's no tram here now, it's just a dirt road. No idea if you can hear me. I haven't got a headphone or a microphone or anything. I'm just got my phone strapped to my handlebars, so you might get some background noise. But I had a lovely ride. Went up and over all the hills. I think I might have trespassed, but there was no one there. There was a thing on the hill, a little brown dot in the distance. I couldn't figure out if it was a combine harvester or a house. It's kind of rusty metal colour and roundish in shape. Anyway, couldn't make it out, so I thought that's a thing to aim for. So I rode out to it. It was a nice little ride, a bit shorter than I thought it was going to be, because when I got there, it wasn't a combine harvester or a bit of mining equipment or an outback bandit's hideout. It was an upturned sofa. But it was in a very nice spot. There was a couple of campfires around it, and an incredible view over the Mundi Mundi Plains. The Mundi Mundi Plains are just basically as wide as the horizon, as far as the horizon, flat as a pancake. Great example of a Australian landscape. It's like a giant dried up cow pat. You can see all the clouds and the light moving over it. It's quite nice. Anyway, I'm going back now. I whizzed down the hill over the bumps and ended up at the mine that I cannot pronounce, Umbakumba, something like that. All the locals laugh at me for being an idiot. Fair enough. And Winnie's looking a bit tired now. Not surprising, she's as fat as me. And we've gone full circle. I'm just arriving back at the spot where I turned off the tramway. We're about to head back into there's a cutting. It goes through. Anyway, I'm feeling very pleased because my lovely little niece Daisy and her friends have set up this awesome gin distillery in Falmouth, which is just another reason for me to go home and visit one day when they fly planes again. And it's been Florida, which was cancelled this year. I was going to go to the fake Australian version of Florida, which they hold every 2 years down at Moonta. My in-laws are coming to visit, and I actually love my in-laws, so I'm really happy to stay and see them. And I was kind of put off by the cousin Jenny and Jack look-alike contest they were going to have at the Moonta Festival. It sounded a bit silly. But you know, who am I to say? The kids will love it. I mean, it's a bit silly dancing through the streets dressed in white with flowers and stuff. But what can I say? I'm an old hippie. Winter's here. It was about 14 degrees yesterday, which is pretty chilly for us out here in the desert. It does get colder though. But we don't get any wetness or rain, so it's quite nice really. Blue skies, and got some clouds today just to brighten things up. We don't often get clouds. It's quite exciting. Everyone gets a bit hopeful that it might rain. It never does, but you never know. When it does rain, it really rains for for about 15 minutes and it floods the town. God, I can hear my voice. I feel like I'm talking to a classroom of small children. I sound like a patronising git. Oh, I'll shut up for a bit. You did just hear me sniff. If it's even working. Whose stupid idea was this anyway? Got a letter from my dad, or an email I should say. He sends letters. He's concerned about the climate and wildlife, like he always is. And fair enough too, it's all but fucked. That's why you should all ride bicycles. He's talking about buying a horse and doing away with electricity. No, sorry, no, he's gonna use electricity and not use petrol. Something like that. We're all fucked anyway. Except Winnie. She's got enough fat to survive any apocalypse. Yeah, I think I'm done. Nice talking to you. Love ya.